Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. Today is day 1628 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Joyce Myers, and it is, "A number two pencil and a dream can take you anywhere." So today's snippet of wisdom is, "A pencil and a dream." We tend to overcomplicate our lives at times. We feel that we have to have all the details worked out and detailed plans created to accomplish our goals and objectives. We feel we need sophisticated planners or software not to miss the opportunities that may come our way. While there is nothing inherently wrong with planning and achieving all that we can, we do need to be cautious. What we need to do is pause, take a breath, and think about how we can uncomplicate our lives. While software and planners may be tools that can help us, they are not a necessity. As with so many things in our lives, which we perceive as needs, they are just desires, and they may cause us more stress and complicate our lives. The saying, "the more you own, the more your possessions own you," is so true. What if we took a minimalistic view of our lives and pursued simplicity? We can do so much with so little. A number two pencil and your dreams can be a start that can take you anywhere that you desire. Just sketch it out with the mindset that an enjoyable life is lived with simplicity and freedom. Yes, you do need to use your God-given talents and abilities to do your best and to bring honor to His name. And as you do, though, keep in mind that God does not wish to create stress and havoc in our lives. He came to give you a rich and satisfying life. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 sums it up. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us, and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,627 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.